Hello again. This is Shirish Dubey with the second part of the two-part video series. In the first video, I showed you how to create the new recovery services vault for your backups. In this video, I'll demonstrate how to monitor and manage your backups using the new alerting and monitoring feature we built in Azure Backup. This has been one of the top voted features requested by customers on User Voice, so I'm super excited to talk to you about it. In case you're not familiar with User Voice, navigate to feedback.azure.com and select Azure Backup and SCDPM, which is a forum for Azure Backup top features. I invite you to take a look to see what the top features customers are asking about and join the voting process. Anyhow, let's get started with the demo. Assuming you've already created a recovery services vault and scheduled your backups as described in the first video, we can get started with the alerting demo. Now browse to the Recovery Services Vault and open the Recovery Services Vault. Now you get into a view called the dashboard. There are different settings shown for this vault. Go to the Monitoring and Reporting tab and click on Jobs. Let's first browse the backup jobs. This plate lists all the ongoing backup jobs. In this case, we have backups of on-premises servers as well as ISVM backups backing up to this vault. And both these jobs show up in one place. Previously, you had to look for these jobs in individual servers and was quite tedious. Now you can see them all in one place. Now let me show you some of the cool things you can do with this view. I can click on the filter button on the top to filter these jobs for searching. There are three options for the item type. Either you can select Azure Virtual Machines or Files and Folders to view jobs from on-premises machines, or view all of them. Later on, we will add other types for jobs from Microsoft Azure Backup Server and SCDPM. There are various operations like configure backup, backup, restore, disable backup, delete backup data. All these jobs can be filtered on these operation types. The status filter provides the option to filter the job based on job state being complete, in progress, failed, canceled, and complete, with warnings. Start time and end time filters provide the time window slice to filter jobs based on when the job was triggered. Choose the appropriate filter to view the jobs you're most interested in to monitor. These jobs can also be exported to an Excel sheet to perform further reporting and or pivoting on trends of job successes or failures or any other reports you'd like to build based on these jobs. Now, once you're done looking at jobs, the next thing you might want to focus on is alerts, which are generated when there are some failures during the backup or restore process. Let's view the list of alerts for this vault. Close the backup jobs blade, go to the alerts and events, and click on backup alerts to view the list of alerts for this vault. You can use filtering to zoom in on the alerts you're interested in based on severity of alert or using a time period like you did earlier for viewing the jobs. We can configure email notification for these alerts as well. Let me show you how to do that. Click on configure notifications and provide a valid email address or a semicolon separated list of email addresses to receive these alerts. You do need to ensure your company email servers are configured to receive emails from external sources. Choose the type of alert you wish to be notified. Backup or recovery failures are considered critical for the backup operations, so it is something you want to see. So let's go choose critical to see how this works. Then you get a choice to get notified and the frequency of notification. You can either do that per alert or an hourly digest. A per alert choice sends you a notification as the alerts trigger. An hourly digest sends a consolidated list of alerts that happened in the last hour. And of course, if there are no alerts, there is no email for you to look at. Now, this completes the demonstration of how to monitor and manage the backup job using the new alerting and monitoring feature in the Azure Backup Portal. Thanks for watching the video.